All right, this song is called Your Ally. Came out of the book of Joshua, where the Lord tells Joshua that the Lord will fight for you. And I think he told that to Moses too. But here's the deal, is that they had to abide by his commandments. And now at the time when this song was written, there was I was at a congregation where they were taking Gentiles who have believed in Christ and done the opposite of what Beth Messiah does, rather than reaching out to the Jewish people and proclaiming the gospel to them, they are taking and deceiving Gentiles and trying to put them under the law, as opposed to the opposite. This song, what it talks about is there are blessings for obedience. There are blessings in the book of Deuteronomy for obeying the law, and not one of us keeps the law. Not one of us keeps it perfectly. We have all sinned and fallen short, but by faith in Yeshua, we can be made right in the sight of God and even receive blessings of obedience because of his perfect life. So this is called Your Ally, as in Adonai will be your ally. If you are faithful in all these commandments, to teach and to practice, repeat and obey, then you will be holy, a light to the nations, and all will see that you're called by his name. And Adonai will be your ally when you give all your heart to him. Yes, Adonai will be your ally. So surrender to him. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. Wherever you go, there his mercies will flow. Your sons and your daughters will bring joy and honor, for you will have taught them the way they should go. Blessing will chase you and will overtake you. The Lord God will prosper the works of your hands, and he'll open for you the storehouse in heaven to bring you the rain for the fruit of your land. And Adonai will be your ally when you give you his righteousness if you believe. And when all your enemies rise up against you, they'll come to you one way, and seven ways they'll flee. For Adonai will be your ally when you give all you are to him. Whoa. So surrender, surrender. his next song, coincidentally, has to do with the Brit Hadashah portion for today. Help me out, Brit Hadashah, right? Right? Hadashah. Okay. Brit Hadashah. So it has to do with that. It's called A Good Soil. It's about wanting to take in that word of God and not just ignore it and have it be stolen away, not just receive it for a time and then when persecution comes because of it, just abandon, not hear it and then when the opportunity to make more money comes along or when the opportunity to get into the things of this world comes along, just forget about it. But that word of God would just be in our lives and grow, be believed and bear fruit. That is to change the very essence of who we are. Your word has been sown in my life, carefully planted and watered by your servants who faithfully watched, praying that it would grow. Oh, and I know the winter has been long, the ice is melting, the robin's song returns, and so do I today to you. To say, I wanna be good soil as long as I'm alive, pulling thorns, removing stones until this field is ready. I wanna be good soil, help me to abide. I in you and you in me, bearing fruit to eternity. I in you and you in me. I used to be hard as the clay, hearing your word, but never believing that you could truly be good. When this world you made seems so out of control, but I know now that you used the pain to till me up and all of the rain to make me soft so that one day your truth could take its root and make me that good soil. Every day of my life, one man sows, another reaps, and you will bring the increase. I wanna be good, so help me to abide. I in you and you in me, bearing fruit to eternity. I and you in me. Lord, keep me strong under the scorching heat of day, for there would be no hope for me if I should fall away. Remove every thorny bush that lacks the fruit you long to see. Thorns, removing stones, this field is just about ready. I wanna be good, so teach me to abide. I in you and you in me, bearing fruit to eternity. I in this comes out of Isaiah 33 or 34. It says, O Lord, be gracious to us. We have waited for Thee. Be our strength every morning, our help in time of need. So, I wish I had the lyrics to give you guys, but if you feel like it, you can clap along, and if you get the lyrics, if you get the words, you can sing along, okay? So you can clap along, no problem, right? There we go. There you go. Oh Lord, be gracious to us. We have waited for Thee. Be our strength every morning, our deliverance in time of need. O Lord, be gracious to us. We have waited for Thee. Be our strength every morning, our deliverance in time of need. The Lord is exalted, dwelling on high, with mercy and justice. Yes, You are the rock of our times, a wealth of salvation, wisdom and truth. His fear is our treasure, and He'll be gracious to you. He will be gracious to you. Be gracious to us. We have waited for Thee. Be our strength every morning, our deliverance in time of need. Oh Lord, be gracious to us. We have waited for Thee. Be our strength every morning, our deliverance in time of need. For You are exalted, dwelling on high, with mercy and justice. Oh, You are the rock of our times, a wealth of salvation, wisdom and truth. Your fear is our treasure. We lift these praises to You. We lift these praises to You. Oh Lord, won't You be gracious to us. We have waited for Thee. Be our strength every morning. Deliver us in time of need. Oh Lord, won't You be gracious to us. We have waited for Thee. Be our strength every morning. Deliver us. For You are exalted, dwelling on high, with mercy and justice. Yes, You are the rock of our times, true. Your fear is our treasure. Yeah. And we lift these praises to you, oh Lord. And we lift these praises to you, only you. And we will, we'll wait upon you, oh Lord. We will, we'll wait upon you. Oh Lord, be gracious to us. We have waited for thee. Be our strength every morning, our deliverance in time.